Hello everyone and welcome to TGI Patreon Mini for the week of February 4th. That's right, it's February already. I'm your host Ryan Murphy here to give you a preview of this week's Gamers in Content. We are searching for our February patron, that's correct. I know majority of folks listening to this are already patrons, but even sharing our content on social media helps a lot. We really, really appreciate the support. Thank you so much. For the gamers in this week, I have been playing a lot more Resident Evil 2 to the point where I've actually finished Claire's playthrough and I'm on to my second run with Leon. And, you know, I don't often play a game again, but I guess what happens with Resident Evil 2 and some of the older Resident Evil games is that you're encouraged to do a second run to experience more of the story. And, you know, like most of the time people think like, ugh, I'm not going to play the game again to get more story. But honestly, and this should come to no surprise to people who really appreciate the game, or the franchise for that matter, it is a completely different take on the story. It's not a different story, but it's a different side of it. So playing through as Leon, the second run is a little shorter. The main campaign took me about 6 hours to run through. I'm in my second run and I feel like I'm progressing a lot faster. It kind of cuts corners in a way where you're not having to, you know, do the entirety of the game. It feels a lot snappier, but you appreciate it more. I don't think you'd be able to enjoy it as much if you hadn't done the full playthrough beforehand. So it is a nice touch, and a majority of the interactions with Leon are completely different than what you experienced with Claire. So having a lot of fun with that. I might talk a little bit more about that on the Gamers Inn. But if you want an in-depth conversation, we recorded a Zombies Ate My Podcast not too recently, or pretty recently, and you can check out our discussions there as well. Lou and I break down our time with the game. He's playing as Leon, I'm playing as Claire. I also plan to touch on the Anthem demo. I played it on PC and a bit on Xbox One. I have some concerns, mainly it being a BioWare game, and my super disappointment with Andromeda and how that was handled. I am wary about Anthem, and also the fact that this is a Destiny sort of esque game. There are issues there as well. You know, is the content going to be there for me, a casual player? And I'll talk about that on the show. I played the demo. I played probably 2 to 3 hours over the weekend, and it's interesting. It feels sluggish at points when you don't expect it to be sluggish, and then it feels very quick and agile when you want it to feel quick and agile. So there's some good and some bad in there, and honestly, it's just so hard not to compare it to Destiny, where it's always fast, that game. So we'll see. I have it pre-ordered on PC, although it's a physical PC pre-order, and if I don't open it, I can technically return it if I still wish to, but I did get EA Access Basic for 99 cents this month, so I'm going to check out the 10-hour trial, and if I really, really still itching after that, then we'll look to unwrap that PC version. I also plan on playing Wargroove this week. If Resident Evil 2 and Anthem kind of take over a lot of the limelight, I might push Wargroove to next week, but I do plan on playing a majority of that game and talking about it on the show. It's an Advance Wars-type game. Haven't had one of those in a long time, so it's a refreshing pace to get a game in that nature. Wargroove is made by Chucklefish, the publisher behind Stardew Valley. Finally, Jocelyn is... I think she's going to play some more Kingdom Hearts 3, but honestly, I'm not sure. She bounced off it pretty hard on the episode last week. She might have some further thoughts based on her roommate playing the game. She had mentioned playing Unruly Heroes, this sort of action platformer based on the old tale Journey to the West, so I'm looking forward to hearing about that game eventually. Summoner's Call this week, we got our second anniversary celebrations continuing in Fire Emblem Heroes. We're expecting new Valentine's Heroes as well before our Saturday recording. Actually, they teased those heroes not too long ago, and those should be in the game, I think, Friday. So we'll talk about that. As for upcoming game releases, well, as you know, Apex Legends, the Titanfall Battle Royale free-to-play game, is out right now. It was kind of not stealth launched, just kind of launched. And we knew nothing of it until maybe a couple days before, when there were some rumblings about a free-to-play offering in the Titanfall universe. So, yeah, I might check it out, but I don't think I'll have enough time to play it this, or enough time to discuss it this week, but maybe we'll make it our topic and we can touch on the concept of these battle royales that are probably coming, because, I mean, what, PUBG launched mid-2017, so you're looking at 2019 now, that's 2-year dev cycle, yeah, you're going to get some high-polished battle royales and not, like, afterthoughts or modes in multiplayer games, so this could be the first of many this year. This could be the year of high-polished battle royales, so let's see how that works. Also, God Eater 3. I know nothing of this game except for the fact that it's coming out on PC and PS4 on February 8th, so if you're into that thing, go check it out. New Gamers In will record live this Thursday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern over on twitch.tv/thegamersin. Be sure to join in on the conversation over on Discord by going to bit.ly/TGI Discord. Thanks for listening and have a great week.